In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, this is Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Unfortunately, the blue box is not working, so I'm doing it on my cell phone. The apostles and Mary and the 120 were praising God in tongues and prophesying. All were amazed and perplexed, saying one to another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." And Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. He said, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these men are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 o'clock in the morning, and this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh." How we need that spirit of God. "And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." I had an encounter with a young person this week, and the power of God came on him. And he came back to me a week later and said, "The Lord told me to tell you this. My Lord," he already started to hear God. Why? Because of the Holy Spirit. "Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day," when he comes in glory. "And everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call upon your name to pour out your spirit upon all flesh, to pour out your spirit in ways that we've never experienced. You are Israelites. Listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth was a man attested to you by God with deeds of power and wonders and signs that God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man handed over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. He was handed over to the Romans. You crucified and killed him by the hands of those outside the law. But God raised him up, yes, having freed him from death, because it was impossible for him to be held by the power of death. Why? Because he's the life. Jesus said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." But David says concerning him, "I saw the Lord always before me," he's talking about Jesus, "for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One experience corruption." Jesus was raised on the third day. You know why? One more minute started the fourth day, and he would start to decompose. "You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence." Fellow Israelites, I may say to you confidently of our ancestor David that he both died and was buried, and Peter is pointing to his tomb. And his tomb is with us today. Since he was a prophet, he knew that God had sworn with an oath to him that he would put all of his descendants on the throne. This is Jesus. Foreseeing this, David spoke of the resurrection of the Messiah, saying, "He was not abandoned to Hades, and his flesh did not experience corruption. This Jesus God raised up, and of that we are witnesses, being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, He has poured out this that you both see and hear, how we need to have the Holy Spirit be poured out, how we need that God would pour out His Holy Spirit upon all flesh, because without the Holy Spirit, there is no conversion. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no Eucharist. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no Word of God. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let the entire house of Israel know with certainty that God has made him, Jesus, both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified." Do you know this? That God has made Jesus both Lord and Messiah. Is he your Lord today? Have you given him your life today? Are you his child, the child of the Father? Where are you going? Let's continue. So when they heard this, these are the Parthians, the Medes, the Elamites, people from Mesopotamia and Rome, they were there to celebrate the law given by Moses. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" They knew they had to do something. Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Listen to this. For the promise of the Holy Spirit is for you, these people he's talking to, for your children, their children, and for all those who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him. That's us. We are far away from that day, and the Holy Spirit is for us. And he testified with many other arguments and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." So those who welcomed the message were baptized that day. About 3,000 men were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of the bread, that's the Eucharist, and to the prayers. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and they had everything in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all of them who had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home, Eucharist. They ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having goodwill of all the people. And the day of that day, the Lord added to the number those who were being saved. He added 3,000 people who were being saved. I tell you how we need the Holy Spirit. You harvest, you need the Holy Spirit to bring the harvest in. Just like that. You need the Holy Spirit to bring the harvest in. We need the Holy Spirit. How we need the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, "How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?" So we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the gift of the Holy Spirit, that he be given to us, that we need him, and we call upon him to bring us to Jesus and to make Jesus our contemporary. I'm reading the third chapter. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer at 3:00 in the afternoon. They are Jews. And a man lame from birth was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called Beautiful Gate. Jesus walked through this beautiful gate many times and saw this crippled man. He did not heal him. So he could ask for alms. He's looking for money from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for money. Peter looked intently at him. And so did John. They said, look at us. And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive some money from them. But Peter said, I have no silver or gold, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk, my Lord. Jesus saved this healing for Peter and John. And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk as he entered the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Yes, walking and leaping and praising God. I tell you how we need the Spirit of God to bring healing to people. He brings healing to people. He makes the cross real. It is always through the cross that people are healed. It is always through the blood that people are healed. And the Holy Spirit makes that real for people. Now, this man was looking for money, and he got more than money. He got his life back. No more would he be at the beautiful gate begging for money, but he would go to work or do whatever he needed to do because he was walking and leaping and praising God. I remember a man who came to us with a walker or a cane, and he came and he said, I have a miracle in my pocket, and we prayed for him. And he left dancing. He left dancing. My Lord, he left the espousal without the cane, without the walker, and he went dancing. I tell you how God, the Holy Spirit, makes the cross real for people. All the people saw him walking and praising God, and they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for money at the beautiful gate. They used to sit. No more is he going to sit at the beautiful gate asking for money. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. But I tell you, what's going to happen is the apostles are going to get in trouble because of this healing. They're going to get in trouble. They're going to be called before the Jewish people. Well, he clung to Peter. Why does he cling to Peter? He thinks Peter healed him. He's to cling to Jesus. And he clung to John. All the people ran together at the portico called Solomon's Portico, utterly astonished. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people. You Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though we had some power of piety? We, as if we had made him walk. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. I tell you how we need the power of the Holy Spirit, how we need that Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead would not only dwell in us, but manifest in us. How we need that. I was in Arizona, and I had a third grade CCD class, and I preached on the cross, and to the third graders about the necessity that Jesus forgives our sins through his blood, and the time to go to confession, you're going under the cross. And I tell you, the little boy at the end said, I had an earache for 3 days, and now it's gone. No one prayed with him for healing. God healed him sovereignly because the cross was proclaimed. Far be it from me, Paul said, to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ. For I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. But you rejected the Holy One, the righteous one, and asked to have a murderer given to you. That was Barabbas. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith through his name, through the name of Jesus, has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that Messiah should suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped away, so the times of refreshment may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah appointed for you, that is Jesus, who must remain in heaven until the time of universal restoration that God announced long ago through the holy prophets. So what has happened? We have seen a great miracle. Jesus said that you would do miracles, you would do signs, you would do wonders. Even he said, you do greater things than what I did. But nothing happens without the Holy Spirit. Nothing happens without the Holy Spirit because he brings us to the cross, where healing takes place, where forgiveness takes place, where repentance takes place. The cross is our life. The cross is our hope. The cross is our forgiveness. The cross is everything. The Lord your God will raise up for you from among your own people a prophet like me, Moses said. You must listen to whatever he tells you, and it will be that everyone who does listen to the prophet will be utterly rooted out. Everyone who does not listen to the prophet will be utterly rooted out of the people. And all the prophets, as many as have spoken from Samuel and those after him, also predicted these days. You and your descendants of the prophets of the covenant that God gave his ancestors, saying to Abraham and to his descendants, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Through whom? Through Jesus. When God raised up his servant Jesus, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each from your wicked ways. So what have we learned today? We learned today that the power of the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and the 120. That some people heard them speaking in their own language. Other people thought they were filled with new wine. They were filled with new wine, the new wine of the Spirit, not wine with grapes. Peter gets up and says, all you people that are here to receive the blessing of the law, because it was the law they were celebrating, know this, that God raised Jesus up from the dead. And what you see and hear is what Jesus poured out, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, David spoke of the Son of God. He was not speaking of himself because his grave is here. And Peter would point to the grave of David. And he was speaking of the Messiah, who was the author of life, that death could not hold him. Why? Because he is life itself. This is the beauty of Acts 2, that God raised Jesus from the dead. And what you see and hear is the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, Pentecost is not only a day. We are living in the day of Pentecost until the Lord Jesus comes in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. We are living in the day of Pentecost. This is Pentecost. Pentecost is ordinary time. Ordinary time is not very ordinary. It is time of grace. Time of the Holy Spirit, time of the power of God. We are living in ordinary time, but ordinary time is not very ordinary. And what happened next? Peter and John were going to the temple to pray, and they had to go through the beautiful gate. And as they were walking through the beautiful gate, they met a man who had been crippled and who was begging money from people who walked through the beautiful gate. Peter and John looked at the man and said, look at us. Silver and gold I have not, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, stand up and walk. And he began to jump and leap and praise God. He was healed completely by the power of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the cross. Well, he clung to Peter and John. Why? Because he thinks they're the ones that healed him. All the people ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's Portico, utterly astonished. When Peter saw it, he addressed the people, Israelites, why do you wonder at this? And why do you stare at us as though by some power or piety we had to make him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of the covenant, the God of your ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pontius Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, that was Barabbas. And you killed the author of life, but God raised him up from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and by faith in his name itself, Jesus, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and who have faith through Jesus, has given him perfect health in the presence of all you people. This is what we need today. We need people to repent of their sins. We need people to give their life to Jesus. We need people to be filled with the Holy Spirit and power. I told you about a young boy that I prayed with last week. He was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And he said God gave him a message to talk to me about this message. And you know, it really helped me, the message that he gave him. You see, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall have visions. This is what was promised, and this is what happened. Let me tell you this. God wants to do something in your life today. He says, I know the plans I have for you. Yes, you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. You need your breakthrough. I need my breakthrough. And breakthrough comes from worshiping God through the power of the Spirit. Breakthrough comes by preaching the word of God. Breakthrough comes by speaking and in tongues and prophesying. Breakthrough comes. We need breakthrough. And so many people have been waiting for the breakthrough, and they don't know what to do. Start praying to the Lord in the Spirit. Start praying to the Lord in tongues. You need breakthrough. I need breakthrough. And so God knows how to give breakthrough as we worship him, as we adore him, as we bless him. All these people heard of the message of Jesus, that he was crucified, and on the third day God raised him up from the dead and did not abandon his body to corruption. Do you love Jesus today? Have you told him? Have you told him today that you love him? Have you told him today that you need him? Have you told him today that he is your salvation? There is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from people on PayPal so we can pay our bills. Last month we were $3,000 short. Please help us so that we can continue these broadcasts. www.inseason.net. Go to PayPal by God's grace and leave a donation. Or Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The ex-cripple is leaping and jumping and praising God. Do the same today. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.